This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, another wild day, another wild weekend in Trump land, another terrible, vicious terror attack in Pittsburgh at that synagogue on Saturday, this time against the Jewish people. And he was an anti-Trump hater, a Nazi who hated Trump, hated Jews, and believed in all his social media that Trump was basically too nice to the Jewish people and controlled by the Jewish people. He was a Jewish president. Just what Wayne Root said in Fox News days after the election, we've elected our first Jewish president, and this Nazi couldn't take the fact that Donald Trump's a Jewish grandfather with Orthodox Jewish daughter converted and Jewish Orthodox Jewish grandchildren, and that he's so nice to Israel. I guess it drove this guy crazy. And I knew instantly, I called all my friends and I said, so now that it's out that he's a Trump hater, and he felt Trump was too close and too good to the Jews and the Jewish people and to Israel, the liberal media will ignore all that and they'll just say it's Trump's fault because he's a Nazi and Trump's a Nazi. And that's exactly what happened. The media tried to tie Trump to a murder, a mass murder, by a guy who hates Trump. And I'm Jewish and I love the Jewish people. And so this is just embarrassing as heck to me. First of all, it saddens me so badly the Jewish people were attacked. Nicest people in the world, finest people in the world. I may not always like their politics, but the Jewish people are the classiest people in the world. As a matter of fact, stories are out today that the killer was shot and wounded. This mass killer was shot and wounded. Who worked on him? But Jewish doctors and Jewish nurses saved his life. Quite amazing. Testament. An example setting by the Jewish people. Great people. But it's embarrassing to me that anyone on the left would try and tie this to Donald Trump. I'm a Jew and I love Donald Trump. I think he's great. And Israel, he's the most beloved president in the history of America. Israeli Jews think like Wayne Root and Wayne Root thinks like Israeli Jews. On every topic, the Israeli Jews win. Whereas the American Jews are so liberal. Oh my gosh. So pathetically liberal. They can't even see that Donald Trump is the best friend they've ever had. They can't even see that. The best friend the Jewish people have ever had. And Donald Trump isn't inspiring anybody to kill Jews. Donald Trump loves the Jewish people. Donald Trump doesn't want anyone to touch the Jewish people. Donald Trump's visiting Pittsburgh in the next few days to show his love and care for the Jewish people. So please stop, liberals. I was among the first guys to put out a tweet and a Facebook post that this once and for all proves that hate is not political. This has nothing to do with politics. Zero to do with politics. Zero. And you're just killing yourselves by constantly bringing up and blaming Donald Trump for everything that goes wrong. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. Stop being divisive. You're the ones who are divisive. You know, he's the most popular president in the history of Israel, Donald Trump. Yet he's criticized by women's leader marchers, the liberal women's march leaders. Maybe that's the better way to put it. Women's march leaders. You know who the leaders are? Convicted terrorists who hate Jews. And they were attacking Trump because of the Jewish shooting at the synagogue. I mean, it's just, it's insanity. It's insanity. But the murderer hated Trump. This had zero to do with Trump. But keep it up. You're turning off the entire USA. And you're sending every middle-class patriot with common sense over to the GOP. You know the lessons that I learned from this? Things are going to happen. Bill O'Reilly said this to me in our interview today that's going to air on at the top of my show tonight, my TV show on Newsmax. There's always going to be nut cases, always going to be racists, always going to be mass killers. You can't blame it on a politician or a party. It's ridiculous to blame it on a politician or party. The very first comment I had at Twitter was that the guy hated Trump less than we learned from liberals in the media. I'm looking at it now. Stop blaming Trump. Some tragedies aren't liberal or conservative. They're just mentally ill killers. No one but this nutcase is responsible. And the other important lesson from the horrific tragedy at the Pittsburgh synagogue is four cops were shot and injured trying to save those lives. Cops are amazing heroes willing to die to help save total strangers they've never met in their lives and will never meet again. Running towards gunfire, well, 99.999% of us want to run away from gunfire. They run towards gunfire, just like the firemen of 9/11 in the World Trade Center ran towards the flames, ran towards the explosion, ran towards the collapsing buildings, while the rest of us wanted to run away, and many of them lost their life because of it. You got to reward someone and mention when they're a hero. And a lot of firemen are heroes, and pretty much all cops are heroes. It's quite amazing. All right, on to some good news. Despite the bomber last week being blamed on Trump and the synagogue shooter who hates Trump blamed on Trump, the average person is turning away from all of you liberals. They think you're idiots. They think you're fools. They think you're hysterical. They think you're radical. They think you're extreme. So despite the constant media attacks, Trump's approval hits 50% today, 6 points higher than Obama at the same point in his presidency. Latest Rasmussen poll from Monday today. 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 49% disapprove. Another, what liberals would say, horrible week for Trump, and he goes up. President Obama's approval rating October 29th, 2010, same day as today, 8 years ago, before his party suffered huge losses in the 2010 midterm elections, he was at 44% approval. Trump's at 50%. He's 6 points higher than Obama. And that's despite 92% negative media reporting. Not just negative, but calling him a racist, KKK, a Nazi, divisive, a man that's causing all the problems in America today. Are you kidding me? Despite all these things and all the ugliness like the Pittsburgh synagogue and the bomber, Trump's at 50%. And get this. According to Rasmussen's daily tracking poll, Trump's approval rating among black voters is at a record high. 40% of black voters were surveyed said they approve of Trump's job performance. 58% disapprove. That's unbelievable numbers. Trump's record high approval among black voters comes just days after Candace Owens introduced Blexit, the black exit from the Democratic Party. After the introduction of Blexit, several black voters began sharing their unpleasant experiences with the Democratic Party. The Blexit movement will spend 2019 holding rallies in every major city in America Democrats have destroyed, Owens said. And the artwork was designed by rap superstar and fashion mogul Kanye West. Amazing. So why should there be a Jexit for Jewish voters? It's time for a Jexit. It's time for Jews to wake up. Donald Trump's the best thing that ever happened to the economy, and the best thing that ever happened to the border, and the best thing that ever happened to sovereignty of the United States, and the best thing that ever happened to business owners, many of whom are Jewish, and the best thing that ever happened to college graduates, many of them are Jewish, because when you get out of college, there's finally a job. You liked what Obama said so much, but there wasn't a gosh darn job when you graduated college with that schmuck in the White House. And he's certainly the best thing that ever happened to Israel. It's time for Jexit. The Jewish version of Brexit. If there could be a Blexit for blacks, there could be a Jexit for Jews. 40% approval rating among black voters for Donald Trump. Wow. That is amazing. Back in August, in that same Rasmussen poll, Trump was at 36% among black voters. He's up 4 points. A year earlier, 19%. 19% approval by black voters. He's gone from 19 to 40. And just as, if you're not convinced yet that it's going to be a fantastic red storm next Tuesday, November 6th, Democrat Bob Menendez in the most blue Democrat state in America, New Jersey. I mean, it doesn't get any worse. Let's see, New Jersey, New York, California, Hawaii, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, there's your six worst states. Oh, Illinois, there's your seven worst Democrat states. And Democrat Bob Menendez, U.S. Senator, clings to slight lead in week leading up to New Jersey Senate election. He's up 47-42 over a nobody. Over a nobody. A majority of New Jerseyans have a negative view of Democrat Menendez, and only 34% have a favorable view. And he's running against this guy, Huggin. I've never even heard of Huggin. I don't even know what Huggin is. I don't even know what Huggin's first name is. But he has a positive with 40% of New Jerseyans and 33 negative. But the New Jersey race continues to become more competitive. The Cook Political Report moved the election to a toss-up last week. And national Democrats have shifted millions of dollars to the Garden State to save Menendez in deep blue New Jersey. I never heard of Huggin in my life. I don't even know who he is. I don't know what he is. Is he a state senator? I don't know. Is he a congressman? I don't know. All I know is an unknown guy named Huggin has got a chance to win the U.S. Senate seat in deep blue New Jersey. Democrats are in so much trouble. It's all over for them next Tuesday. All over. If things go the way I think it's going to go, it's all over for them. As a major political party, they're going to have suffered another embarrassing loss when they thought they had a blue wave. And then one more time before it's officially over, if they lose in 2020 and Trump wins in the wide margin, maybe even a landslide that you might describe, I might use as the word to describe, if Trump can win by a wide margin or a landslide in 2020, Democrats are just finished, completely finished, officially finished. And why do people like Trump, and why is his rating so high? He just sent 5,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. And he gave a quote a few minutes ago. Our military is waiting for you. Trump warns the caravan. The greatest soldiers in the world, the United States military, is waiting for you at the border. Hasta la vista, baby. Adios. You're not getting into our country. They closed it all down. Donald Trump, that's why he's popular. Because he does what he says. And he loves America. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
War now!
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, American-made, proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I stand for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. Glory, hallelujah. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. So if the state of Texas trusts them, you know you could trust them. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about, buy, and sell precious metals. Call them up and ask about the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. The Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. You won't find a better deal in the world today. And any deal you get that's better or great, come to them. They will not be undersold. They will make you a better deal. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go online to usgoldbureau.com/roots. I mentioned before the break that the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter, the mass killer, whose name I don't even want to say, was tended to by Jewish doctors and nurses. That's pretty amazing. Allegheny General Hospital, Jewish doctors and nurses put their personal feelings aside to help save the life of the man who allegedly claimed he wanted to kill all Jews as he opened fire at a synagogue and murdered 11 worshipers. I'll just say his name's Robert, 46 years old, was shot multiple times himself and taken to the hospital. He killed eight men and three women, wounded six other people, including four police officers. He was taken to my hospital, and he's shouting, "I want to kill all Jews." Dr. Jeffrey Cohen, president of Allegheny General Hospital, a member of the Tree of Life Synagogue, told ABC, the first three people who took care of him were Jewish. Another nurse, whose father's a rabbi, came in from a mass casualty drill and took care of this gentleman. Cohen is one of the first people on the scene. He lives in the neighborhood, heard gunfire from his house. I was standing there, and you could start hearing very quickly what was going on. Just like the first responders who rushed into danger, Cohen credits his doctors, nurses, and staff for stepping up. We're here to take care of sick people, not to judge you. We're not here to ask, do you have insurance or do you not have insurance? We're here to take care of people who need our help. Cohen said he and the killer had a brief conversation at the hospital. When I stopped in, I asked him how he was doing. Was he in pain? He said no, he was fine. Cohen said he was then asked who he was. And I said, I'm Dr. Cohen, president of the hospital. Then I turned around and left. The FBI agent was guarding him and said, I don't know if I could have done that. And I said, if you were in my shoes, I'm sure you could. Discharged from the hospital Monday morning, the killer arrived at the federal courthouse in downtown Pittsburgh around noon, faces 11 counts of homicide, 6 counts of aggravated assault, 13 counts of ethnic intimidation, in addition to federal counts that include weapons, offenses, and hate crime charges. Federal prosecutors are expected to seek the death penalty against him, just what Trump asked for. Wow, is that a moment? The guy wants to kill all Jews. I'm a Jew, by the way. He wants to kill all Jews, and the Jewish doctor with the name Cohen asks him if he's okay, tells him I'm the president of the hospital. I mean, wow. I don't know what to say. And liberals try and tell you that somehow this has to do with Republicans or Trump. We're divisive. They kind of forgot to mention, and on tonight's evening news they'll forget to mention, 4 bullets fired into Republican headquarters in Florida. Another act of terror from violent leftists. In Orlando, Florida, 4 bullets fired into Volusia County Republican headquarters. Wow. What if someone had been there? They'd be dead. And we're so divisive, right? James Cromwell, the actor, said there will be blood in the streets. There will be revolution unless Trump is stopped. He said in an interview with Variety, if we don't stop Trump now, there will be a revolution for real. There will be blood in the streets. He's the star of Babe. We're living in very curious times. Something's coming up which is desperately important in this country, he said, in this planet. That's an election in which hopefully some measure we're going to take back our democracy. We have a government that represents us and not the donor. So we will have a government that represents us and not the donor class. Oh, yeah. Obama didn't represent the donor class. Yeah. The billionaires who love climate change so they can make billions more. He didn't represent them. We'll cut through the corruption. Oh, Obama had no corruption. Sicking the IRS on people that don't agree with you. You should be in prison for the rest of your life, Obama. No corruption there. He says we're either going to have a nonviolent revolution or a violent one if it doesn't change now, if it doesn't end now. Who's divisive? Remind me again.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Cesar Sayoc, the man suspected of sending at least 14 pipe bombs to prominent Democrats around the country, appeared in federal court today. Sayoc will continue to be held without bail, and a detention and removal hearing is set for Friday. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York will be prosecuting the case. The military is planning on sending over 5,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border in anticipation of a migrant caravan heading towards the United States. We're also hearing that there's a second and possibly third caravan heading towards the United States as well. Now, the original caravan is still over 900 miles from McAllen, Texas, and even further from other border towns. Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Kevin McAleon, has a message for the caravan.
You will not be allowed to enter the U.S. I would like to note here that we very much appreciate the efforts of the government of Mexico to address this challenging situation.
The Dow closed down 245 points. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Wayne
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. John Cusack, by the way, the famous actor, tweeted out over the weekend, just heard about Pittsburgh, all this violence and hatred begins to end with your votes. The GOP must go, every last one of them, and their KKK leader, the arch criminal Trump, must be driven out of power. Mentally ill nut jobs in Hollywood. Where do you come from, John Cusack? Where do people with mental illness like you come from, and why do they allow you to act in movies? I guess the key to being a good actor is mental illness, right? Because it takes mental illness to act, in movies. It really does. You know, you can't really qualify for any other job. Most actors and actresses I met were like waiting tables or washing ditches or cleaning toilet bowls and had no talents of any kind the day before they won the right to act in some movie or TV show. And then the day after they went from, would you like coffee or tea with that? The next day they're making a $10 million a movie. So they have no other talent in life, and they have an ability to switch their personality on a moment's notice and portray someone else, which is a bit of a mental illness in itself, and you get rewarded for that mental illness. So I guess it probably should be as no surprise to me that someone with artistic ability, no business ability, and a bit of mental illness can say the things they do and think the things they think and act the way they do. It's just incredible. This segment is sponsored by My Doctor Suggests. The reason my voice works is because of My Doctor Suggests, and I don't say that because they are the sponsor of this show, because I started using their colloidal silver lozenges the day that I began this show. A friend of a friend said, oh my God, Wayne's doing a radio show? He's got to get this lozenge so his voice doesn't go out. So I tried it, and I tried lots of lozenges in my life, never liked any of them, because I'm just a really allergic person. Almost everything I eat or drink, or in this case a lozenge you suck on, everything makes me allergic and makes me sicker and makes my throat, sore or cough up crap, and you just feel worse, not better. And so I tried this because it's all natural. And it was fantastic, and I've never missed a minute on the radio. There are times when my voice starts to go out a little bit, but I just suck on more of these colloidal silver lozenges, plus some hot water with honey in it, and my voice comes back again. So I've never missed a minute. 720 hours a year on the air, plus all the interviews I do, plus all the business meetings, plus all the business phone calls, plus all the... It's just everything I do. Crazy. I mean, my life's nuts. All the speeches I give. And yet my throat is now a workhorse. I mean, I just use it 12, 15 hours a day, and it just works. That's where My Doctor Suggests comes in. I love their cherry-flavored colloidal silver lozenges. They've got all kinds of flavors, but I pick cherry. Silver destroys the bacteria, the viruses, and the yeast. It comes in liquid gel and lozenge. When the silver comes in contact with germs, for 2 minutes it could destroy them. My Doctor Suggests is the name, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable, magical lozenges today. You can get them by calling 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and get 10% off your first order. And today, two separate people out of the Blue emailed me and said, Wayne, I'm always driving when I listen to you, and I listen to your whole show practically, but I don't have time to write something down while I'm driving unless I'm at a red light. Tell me the name of those colloidal silver lozenges again. And so I gave him the name. My Doctor Suggests. Go to mydoctorsuggests.com or go to 866-660-9868 or email me like the two people did today, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And that you can't forget. Even if you're driving, just my name, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and I'll tell you the name and the contact information for the colloidal silver. Okay? All right, we've got our guest here, Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, one of the top conservative websites based on traffic in the entire world, WesternJournal.com. And we have him here every couple weeks to tell us the biggest news headlines of the day at his wonderful site, Western Journal. Josh Manning, welcome to the show.
Wayne, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing great. And as you hear, my voice works because of colloidal silver lozenges by My Doctor Suggests. So I'm always getting a great plug for the people that make my show work and make my voice work. So
look, I need some of them. I need some of them. I've got a sinus infection right now.
Well, you should be sucking on these colloidal silver lozenges right now. 866-660-9868. Tell them not just Wayne Root sent you. Tell them you're Wayne Root's buddy and you're on the show all the time. Make sure they give you a good deal. All right, Josh?
You got it.
All right, so the biggest news story of the day, I think, is that African Americans approve of Trump at an all-time high. I was getting ready to go, well, I think he got like 7% of the vote originally in 16. I was thinking, wow, it must say he got like, he's like at 20% approval. That'd be great. He's at 40% approval? Did I read that right?
You read it right. I'm looking at the report from Rasmussen right now. And, Wayne, the thing that sticks out to me about this is that this puts African Americans truly in play for conservatives for conservatives and Republicans for years. It was almost thought of as a lost cause. Gosh, you would just never get the black vote for a Republican or for a conservative. And now what they look like instead of a lost cause is like almost any other demographic that we would want to try to win. What stuck out to me is there are times when women disapproved of Trump more than blacks do right now. That is an incredible, incredible watershed moment. And Wayne, if anybody has wondered why racism is the thing that's floating around out there on everybody's lips in the mainstream media, it is because of this. The Democrats cannot win an election without the black vote, and they are terrified, petrified, horrified that Trump is eating into that guaranteed voting block for them. And not only is he eating into it, he is taking – Wayne, I did a little bit of the math earlier, if I'm right. He has taken millions of black votes out from under them.
Well, I mean, according to this approval rating, we have to see it translate into actual votes, and I suppose we might see some of this on November 6th this year, or we might really see it in action in 2020 when Trump's at the top of the ballot. But there's no question it appears that way. Let's see black voters vote that way. But I got to tell you, you know, Candace Owens says she wants a Blexit. That's the black Brexit. There should be a Jexit. There should be a Jexit. I'm Jewish. There's got to be a Jewish Brexit, right? A Jexit away from the Democratic Party. You know, if blacks can do it, why can't Jewish people do it? Why would Jews be so liberal when Trump's so nice to Israel, such a great guy to the Jewish people, so great with the killing of the Iran deal, so great for the American economy, and so great for business owners? So many business owners are Jewish in this country. You have to appreciate a guy like this. So just when I hear this story about black voters and Blexit, it reminds me of Jewish voters and Jexit, which is my biggest goal in life, is to change the direction of Jewish votes in this country. It makes no sense that Jews are so liberal, and they're changing a little bit at a time. It is a little better than it used to be, and I think we can make it go the whole way if Trump's president for 8 years. But I'm voting for a Jexit. How about you?
Hey, look, I'm right there with you. And that's one of the big political mysteries out there. Why in the world does such a significant group of people ignore the other group of people in the country who are their biggest champions? Conservative Christians absolutely love the Jewish people. They love Israel. They support them without fail. And it is remarkable that the Jewish vote has continued to be on the left. But I agree with you. I do think that's changing. And I think Trump's very shrewd. He didn't move the embassy to Jerusalem just because it was a nice thing to do. He did it because it was the right thing to do, I think. But he also did it because he knew politically that was a very smart thing to do. It sent a message to the PLO. It sent a message to the Arab world. It sent a message to Palestinians that the United States and his administration, the Trump administration, stood squarely behind Israel. And it is remarkable to me that the Jewish vote has not really embraced that. Wayne, does that surprise you too?
No, because, you know, I was born Jewish, two Jewish parents, four Jewish grandparents. I'm as Jewish as you get. I just did my DNA test. And with Ancestry.com, and it came back 99% European Jewish. Kind of interesting to say that. I didn't even know they define you by Jewish in your DNA. I had no idea, but I'm 99% European Jewish. So you can't get much more Jewish than that. And I grew up around nothing but Jewish aunts and uncles and relatives and friends and kids in the neighborhood. And they were all extremely liberal Democrats, all of them. And, you know, I was the only Jew in an Italian neighborhood, so my neighbors were all very Republican conservative, but they were all Italian. But the kids at the Jewish synagogue I went to and the Jewish school studied for my bar mitzvah, all of them so liberal. My gosh, I could tell you a story, Josh Manning. When I was like 8 years old, we had a debate at Jewish school. You know, on Sundays I went to Jewish school. Well, yeah. I studied for my bar mitzvah. I might have been 10, not 8. It might have been 10, I think for 13. And the kids were all arguing there was no God. The only kid in the room who argued there was a God was me, and they picked another kid to debate me one-on-one, and the kid who was debating me was saying there is no God. He was trying to prove it. At that moment, he literally was leaning on his desk, and the entire desk fell over and landed on him. And I thought, that was the greatest proof in the world that I was right. There is a God. So I've been fighting liberal Jewish liberalism since almost the time I was born. I never understood it. Never. Never makes sense to me.
What do you think, as somebody who's in that community, what do you think will shake them loose from this?
Well, I mean, the problem is that you have a president who's the most pro-Israel, in-your-face pro-Israel, in the history of America, and who's the most, you know, no president's ever shown their hand and actually taken sides. You know, Bush was kind of pro-Israel, but he never wanted to look like he was too pro-Israel, so he tried to be even-handed with the PLO and Israel. Trump's like slapped the PLO in the face and kicked him in the butt out the door. I mean, he is really in-your-face pro-Israel. It's amazing. And the Jewish people, for the most part, still don't care. So, you know, I think the problem is that too many Jewish people care about abortion and open borders more than they care about Israel. That's the problem. You've got to convince them that open borders will ruin this country and let in Muslim migrants and refugees whose goal is to kill Jews and to subjugate women and to drop gays off buildings. It makes no sense. Hey, Josh, don't go. We kind of talked about Judaism the entire segment. We didn't talk enough about the headlines at Western Journal. So let's grab you on the other end of the break, okay?
Thanks, Wayne.
All right, Josh Manning got into a discussion with me about the Jews, and we missed out on all the great headlines. We're going to cover them when we get back with a great guy, Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Great site. Go to Western Journal. More now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy. I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
War.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by Rex Firearms. This is Wayne Allen Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two with the Christmas gift of the year for you? I just wrapped it and put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho. I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it works every time, in every situation, under every condition. Rex Firearms, amazingly reliable, evidenced by the torture test done on the Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, imported exclusively by my friends at Fime Group. They offer pistols for every single option: duty, tactical, compact carry, competition. They've got a pistol for you, and it's usually less money, dramatically less, than the major competitors. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. It's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms, available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including kvar.com. That's k-var.com. Use the promo code ROOT to get your free Rex holster shipped with your gun. ROOT is the promo code. Go to K and then a dash and then VAR.com. K-VAR.com. I'm telling you, I love this pistol, and it's beautiful. It defines bling. I got a wood handle. It is such a cool-looking gun. You know, a metal gun with a wood handle. It looks like something out of the Wild West, man. It is cool. All right, Josh Manning is back with us. He's the senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Welcome back, Josh.
Hey, Wayne. How are you?
We had our Jewish segment in segment number one. Now it's time for news headlines. The Fox Caravan reporter stumbles onto an attempted murderer on camera. Tell us what that's about.
Yeah, so this is a story we ran across last night. Fox has got some people embedded with the giant caravan making its way north through Mexico, and one of the reporters, Griff Jenkins, was down there interviewing people who were in the caravan. He came across a fella, asked the guy why he was headed to the U.S., and the guy responded. He said, well, I'm going looking for a pardon, and it's sort of an interesting response. And there's a translator there, and Griff said, well, what's the, you know, why are you looking for a pardon here? And the fella just admits through the translator that he's been convicted of attempted murder. Just admits it openly.
I'm sure there's many more in that group, in that caravan, that haven't admitted it, right?
Exactly right. And wait, I say he admitted that he'd been convicted. I don't know that he admitted he had been convicted. He did admit he had attempted to murder someone. So that's almost worse, because you know it happened. He's owning it. And he's saying, hey, look, I want to come back. I'm going to try to get a pardon and see if I can come on through. Now, you know, I hope to God that that's not going to happen. But I saw a story in The Atlantic the other day, and it was calling out President Trump, saying, oh, he's lied about who's in the caravan. He's lied. There are no gang members. There are no druggies. There are no harmful people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it is amazing to me that the mainstream media actually tries to get away with that when you have video like this on the border in the group with people saying, oh, yeah, I'm with MS-13. Oh, yeah, I tried to murder somebody. Oh, yeah, there are criminals all over the place here. And the mainstream media continues. And, I mean, people like The Atlantic used to be respected, Wayne. I mean, it used to be, it was never conservative, but it used to be a respected publication. And now they are just straight up lying about what's happening down there. The collusion among the media and the Democrat machine is absolutely incredible right now.
It is. It is. You can't trust a word the media says. They're just unbelievable. By the way, CNN is even worse than MSNBC. I don't know if you saw, but there's a story out today. I didn't think it was at Western Journal, but I saw it somewhere. I think at Fox News. And it said that voters who watch CNN are more likely to vote Democrat than voters who watch MSNBC. Isn't that amazing?
Ooh, boy. You talk about damned by faint praise.
So tell me about this other story that I saw. There's another story in Western Journal I got to get out here. Smug liberal knocks guy's Corvette. So the owner teaches him a lesson about work. Tell me what that's all about.
So I love this, Wayne. Every now and then we come across something on the internet that is just fantastic and a great example of conservative ideas winning out over liberals. So this fellow posted a couple weeks ago. He posted globally, so I'm going to say his name. It was Tom Nicholson. Tom said he was out and about, and he's got a picture of this gorgeous maroon Corvette. I don't know if you like Corvettes, Wayne. I've always thought they were really
great. I love Corvettes. Hot car.
Beautiful.
The new one. The new one looks like a Ferrari. It's amazing.
Oh, it's incredible. Incredible. So he's got this gorgeous maroon, I almost said Ferrari, this gorgeous maroon Corvette. Lives out in Kentucky, and a fella saw it, came up to him and said, hey, I wonder how many people could have been fed for the money you spent on that Corvette. And, I mean, that's a liberal. And so the fellow replied, well, you know, I'll tell you what, a whole lot of people were fed off of that. People who built the frames, people who did the body work, people who worked in the rubber plant, this, that, and the other. And he made the point that this is what capitalism is. Capitalism provides great products for all kinds of people, and we all make money off of them. We all are better off for it. The world is better off for that Corvette. And the way liberals think, yeah, man, the Corvette never should have been made, and those people would be out of jobs, families wouldn't have eaten. It's so backward, Wayne.
Well, that's nothing new. Nothing's ever changed. But we're looking to change it all. I'm fighting to change liberals' minds and the Jewish liberals' minds. Josh Manning, senior news editor of Western Journal. Thanks for coming on, buddy. We'll see you in a sec. Time for a news break. Be right back at you. War Now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.